morning. I'm Wayne Lamp, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 30 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
Hello, my name is Chris Gray. I am the lead pastor at Encounter Church, located at 1201 North William Parkhurst Drive in Sedalia, Missouri. I want to encourage you to join us on a Sunday morning for our morning worship service at 9 or 10:45 to truly encounter what God has for you. If you can't make it in person, we would love to have you join us and check us out on Facebook Live or YouTube Live every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Just search Encounter Church Sedalia. For more information about Encounter Church, please contact us at www.encounterchurch.ag. We would love to have you join us for our Easter service. This year we'll be at the Smith Cotton High School Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. That's Easter Sunday morning at the Smith Cotton High School Heckard Performing Arts Center at 10 a.m. There'll be an Easter egg hunt for the kids 12 and under immediately following the service. Now let me ask you a question. If I was to ask you if your life contains hope, how would you respond? Do you consider yourself a hopeful person, or does all hope seem to be lost? But what does hope really mean? Dictionary.com doesn't really distinguish between the world's definition and the Bible's definition of this word, hope. Now, it's important that we distinguish between the two. Dictionary.com defines it as this: the feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Let me repeat that. The feeling that what is wanted can be had, or that events will turn out for the best. Now, there are two words or phrases that weaken, I believe, the world's definition. The first is this: the word feeling. If I base my hope on a feeling, my hope, therefore, is subject to disappointment. What happens when situations fall through? What happens when what I have planned doesn't quite work out? Well, oftentimes, disappointment takes over and hope is gone. The other part of the definition that dictionary.com gives us is this: what is wanted can be had. Self-want has many limitations. Take a look at this. If a girl says, "I really hope that guy asked me out on a date," does her desire guarantee a date? Well, of course it doesn't. If a person says, "I hope that I get this job," does this desire guarantee that they will receive the job? No, it certainly doesn't. Now, on the flip side, we have a great definition, the Bible's definition of the word hope, and it's this: hope is an expectation based on the promises of God. Hope is an expectation based on the promises of God. God's hope, biblical hope, is not based on feelings. It's not based on desires or positive thoughts. It's based on a promise, the promise of God. That's what I want us to tap into today. It's not thinking enough good thoughts. It's not being or even staying positive in your own efforts or attempts. It's resting in the promises of the one who holds your tomorrow. The one who knows the outcome of your situation and your circumstance before it even starts. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 tells us this: "For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes." So if our hope is an expectation based on the promises of God, and if these promises